The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
As Wimbledon gets underway, the Irish Blue Cross is warning dog owners that tennis balls can pose serious risks to their pets. The advice warns that the size and compressibility of a tennis ball can create a choking hazard for dogs while also causing damage to their teeth. But what dog toys, if any, are safe for your dog? So joining us now with his advice is Pete Weatherburn, aka Pete the Vet. Good evening to you, Pete. Pete, this makes me very sad because I have had dogs most of my life and I have thrown many a tennis ball for them and they have galloped away to catch it and come back delighted with themselves. And I feel this is bad all round that we are taking that joy from dogs. Explain why I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think we're taking the joy from dogs at all. We're just taking the risk away from dogs. Nothing wrong with chasing an occasional tennis ball. It's, some dogs do it so repetitively, it's like you get a kind of repetitive stress injury on their teeth because it's repeat. And the point is that there are much, much better ways of doing it. The problem is that the surface of the tennis ball has got this kind of abrasive. So when a dog keeps grabbing it with its teeth, it's like sandpaper and it wears down the protective enamel of the teeth, exposing the pulp cavity. And that then causes them real pain. So nobody wants that. And the other thing is, if you give a dog a big dog a tennis ball, if the ball is big enough that it can fit past their front premolars when their mouth is fully open, then there's a really serious risk that it actually can go and inhale it, and then it's stuck at the back of the throat and you can't get it out, and the dog will die on the spot. So these are things that vets really, really see, and that's why it's important to highlight it.
Okay, so I was looking at other things that we aren't supposed to throw for them. Sticks are there. Mm-hmm. That's another big hot favourite for people. And then also rope toys that people not only throw, but also sometimes kind of wrestle and play tug of rope basically with their dogs. What should, because most of us who have dogs love our dogs and we like to play with them and the dogs like it too. So what should we be using, Pete, in order to play?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to use toys, commercial toys that have been designed to be safe. And one of the best examples of that is something called the Kong Safe Sticks. And that's SASESTIX. And that was designed by somebody whose dog had actually been very, very seriously injured by running onto a stick. You see, if you throw a stick, it can land in the ground like a javelin, and then your dog runs onto it, and because it's got a sharp end sticking out of the ground, the dog runs onto the sharp end, and there's a big laceration at the back of its throat then. So the safe sticks have been designed so that when it's thrown, it doesn't stick into the ground like that. Your dog can just grab it and bring it back to you. So it's definitely much safer. Of course, you can adapt situation yourself and just choose a smaller stick with rounded ends that's less likely to cause a laceration, but it's not always easy to find such a stick. The other thing is there's a great range of dog toys made by an Irish design team called Canine Connectables, and that's canine with a K and the number 9, and those basically have been designed to keep dogs entertained because they can chew them for ages, and you can throw them as well if you want. But and the reason they engage dogs so much is that they've been designed to have little recesses and crannies in them that you can hide treats in. And then when your dog grabs the toy, they'll spend ages because they're trying to get the treats out. And so that's a really good way to make to encourage a dog to really engage.
And Pete, I mentioned playing tug of war. You know the way you get a rope toy with a bobble or something on the end, whatever you've bought, and you pull it back and forth between you and the dog. Should we be doing that, or is that bad for their teeth?
Well, I mean, I think it puts stress in their teeth, but I think common sense applies. Like, I think there's no great harm in doing it now and again at a reasonable level. But I see people sometimes in the park with their dog literally swinging off the ground on one of those. And that really isn't a good idea. No more than it would be for one of us humans to do that kind of swinging around as well.
Unless mind you, I had a Labrador once who used to, one of his favourite games was he would take a run at the washing line on a windy day and he would jump up and hang himself. So we weren't doing this to him. He would hang himself by his own teeth from the clothes on the line and swing, much to my mother and sometimes my annoyance.
It's really not the best thing for his dentition. Neither is, by the way, dogs love leaping in the air for frisbees. and for other things that you throw for them. And again, the people who worry about animal welfare are also saying that you have to be careful doing that, because they can wrench a disc in their back by leaping through the air like that. And dogs don't stop to think about, might I be damaging myself? They live in the moment. They live in the present.
They do.
And they adore doing this stuff.
Well, exactly. I do feel that some of this is taken from them, the things that they actually love to do. Maybe lastly, what about bones? Because I've heard that now that we're anti-bones as well. The dogs are texting in their numbers, Pete, here, and none of them are happy.
No, I know that. I don't mean to be a killjoy. We're just trying to highlight possible risks. As far as bones are concerned, again, we're told this by veterinary dentists, that if dogs chew hard objects, like bones or very hard plastics, or even like antlers, which are sometimes sold as chews, if dogs bite those really, really hard, then there's a serious risk that they'll break their back teeth, that they're so-called carnassial teeth. And if it breaks, then you end up with an exposed pulp cavity. The tooth has to be extracted. So there's a rule of thumb for chew toys for dogs, and it's called the fingernail test. And that means that you should be able to press your thumbnail into the toy and leave a little indentation there. And if you can do that, you know, there's just a little bit of give in it. That makes it much, much safer for dogs to chew on. And the canine connectable chews, and also another brand called the Kong chews, these have got that little bit of give, which makes them less likely to damage dogs' teeth. But listen, dogs have to play, and dogs have to enjoy life. And I'm not trying to stop that by any means. As a vet, you see the disasters, and people come in with, you know, lacerations at the back of the dog's throat. People come in with dogs with badly broken teeth, and you want them to be aware of those risks before they start to do these things.
Right.
At least then they can take reasonable cautions.
Pete, thank you for joining us. That is Pete Weatherburn there, aka Pete the Vet. Someone has texted to say, my wolfhound wouldn't go near a tennis ball. He only fetches slithers like a proper Irish dog. Keep your texts coming into us here.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.